see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 9 minutes now after 10 o'clock. It is time for Travel Talk with Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority here. Bonnie, how are you?
I am doing great, and as this year comes to an end for all of our shows and everything, it's so fitting that we have someone with us today that is been on our show for years, numerous times. And we always have fun with Julie Petchler, and she's with Avalon Waterways, but it's also part of the Globus family of brands. And every time it seems that she's on the show, she's just gotten back from somewhere. And you gotta love Julie for that. So, Poland, Julie, tell us about your trip.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Crystal. Hi, Bonnie. Well, thank you so much for having me. Somebody's got to check out these destinations.
And it's a hard job, but Julie, you're up to the task, I know.
Oh, I will do whatever it takes. Yes, I wanted to go to Poland. An opportunity came up through the Globus family of brands. And we left the day after Thanksgiving and just got back on Sunday. We did a tour that took in Warsaw, Poland, Jasnogóra, Wrocław, and it's not Wrocław, it's Rzeszów, and Krakow. And what was so cool, all of the Christmas markets were in full swing. So we stayed right in the middle of town, got a chance to experience all the Christmas markets. And it was a tour. We had a full motor coach with 44 passengers. And what was so nice is that it wasn't crowded. It's the off season. You know, it's not April through October. And I have to tell you, the weather was very, very nice. You did have to have a coat on. But we didn't have any snow or rain or anything, just blue skies and sun.
Well, we have some that we can share with them. I mean, we can send it across the miles and send all of the snow that we're having up here now as we speak. But you said to me it was an undiscovered destination and we got such a value for our dollar.
Absolutely. I know if people have been to London or Paris, how pricey it can be. The Poland is still on their own currency, the zloty, and it is just a good value. My husband and I had dinner in a beautiful restaurant. We each had a cocktail, and it was $12.
That is great.
Wow.
That's amazing, yes. Shopping in the grocery stores, they're noted for this wonderful plums that they soak in liquor, and then they put chocolate around it. And you could get like a dozen of those for $3.
Wow, that's amazing. So,
oh, my goodness. And those Christmas markets must have been amazing, too.
They were amazing. And you know what's so cool about it? All the stuff is handmade in Poland. Mm-hmm. I got some really cute scarves and some mittens and everything for all the grandkids. And then, of course, all the food stands that are around, you know, with the Polish food kind of wafting away. And, of course, the blue wine. You know, you can't have a Christmas market without the mulled wine.
No, you can't. And, you know, Julie, we talk about the Christmas markets in Europe a lot on our show. And I think it's that you have to experience it at least once to truly understand how magic they are.
Absolutely. And that's where everybody goes. I mean, it is busy all day, you know, from noon to about 4 it isn't. But after 4 o'clock, that's where everybody is. Once they get off work, they're not going to go home. They're going to fraternize and, you know, check out all the stands and, you know. And I have to tell you, all of these, even though they're stalls, they are beautiful. You know, the woodworking and everything is beautiful on them. And the places where you drink the glue wine, you're not standing out in the middle of the weather or anything. They've got these wonderful, like, cabins that they built that you can go in, and they had fireplaces going roaring and everything. But, yeah, it was a magical experience.
Well, the other magical experience that we want to talk about today is Avalon Waterways, because, you know, I'm going to ask you to tell our listeners exactly who Avalon Waterways is and why, in case they haven't heard us before. but it is remarkable. And I have to tell you, I was home for the holidays over Thanksgiving. And, you know, travel is a major topic of conversation. I don't think just in my household. I think whenever families get together and decide what they want to do. All I kept hearing from my cousin, who has about four or five people who travel quite a bit, is the experience they had on Avalon Waterways. They want me to check out Tulip Time in 2021, and they are ready to go back again and again. So with that said, how do you like that lead in, Julie? Who is Avalon Waterways?
We are part of the Globus family brand. Globus is the largest tour operator in the world. We have been around for 91 years, since 1928. And just to give you a perspective, we move 500,000 passengers around the world every year. That's absolutely amazing. Think about it. Anytime in August or September, we would have 10,000 people on the road in 1 week. The coordination with the entrance into the museums, the hotels, the wine tastings, motor coaches, and everything, it's absolutely amazing, and we have it down to a science. So in 2004, we decided to go into river cruising. But what we wanted to do is we went to the American traveling public and asked them what they wanted in a river cruise. European river cruising is traditionally very small cabins, tiny, tiny bathrooms, you know, very intimate experience. But we went to the traveling public in the U.S., and they wanted the larger bathrooms. They wanted the 400-count sheets. They wanted the European duvets. And that's exactly what we did. We built our ships around the desires of the American traveling public. And I think that's what makes us so successful, is that our cabins, 200 square feet, which is very, very large in the industry. And our bathrooms are very good size. Enough to put all my makeup in there and not have anything fall on the ground.
That's very good, Julie.
That's actually really important.
That is important. I know. And you know, the way in which you face the bed has also made you unique.
Huh.
Well, that's exactly what makes us unique, is no other river cruise company has it where the beds face the windows. All of them, the beds face the walls. We just wanted to make it a little bit different. So we don't have balconies on our staterooms. In essence, we brought the balcony indoors. Our window opens to an 11-by-7-foot opening, which you can use 24/7, even when it's raining, it's not a problem. And everything is about the view. In fact, our new ship that's coming out in 2020 is going to be called the Avalon View. And it's kind of interesting. We did an inaugural on one of our ships, and the beds were facing the windows. Everybody was happy with it. They came back after one of their sightseeing expeditions, and the housekeepers had moved the beds around to face the walls. And it was so interesting because you could hear everybody open the doors at the same time going, "What the heck happened here?"
Well, my view is gone.
Yeah, my view is gone. Absolutely. So that's what's unique about us. And the fact that we have a tour operator behind our river cruise company is huge.
It definitely is. And Julie, I have to, on a side note, I have to tell you, because we do talk about the comfort of the beds. If you have an inn, my cousin wants to buy one of your beds. So just know that, okay?
All right, Julie, let's get Bonnie's cousin a bed.
Let's get her a bed. Jeez.
We'll get a GoFundMe page.
Definitely. But, you know, river cruises, you know, people go, well, river cruise is a river cruise. But there are major points of difference. And, you know, I just heard about the awards that Avalon has just won. Incredible again.
We've won a number of awards, but the ones that we are so tickled about are what's called the Cruise Critics Award.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 4 years, we've won it for our staterooms, you know, and which is perfect, which we love. But in 2019, we won it as the best European river cruise line. And that's huge because it's the American traveling public that voted for us. So you can't buy that kind of advertising.
No, that satisfaction is there, and we hear it all the time whenever someone is coming back from it. One of the things, you did say how important it is to also be related to a major tour company and Globus and so forth, the sightseeing, the inclusions, things like that, what is included on an Avalon Waterways cruise from a sightseeing perspective?
all the must-see sightseeing is included. I mean, when you get into Cologne or when you get into Nuremberg, your sightseeing is going to be included. Now, we may have a few optionals, and an optional might be the Moulin Rouge in Paris, because not everybody wants to do that, but we have that opportunity for them to do it. But the other thing that's really special about us is that you can tailor-make your vacation every day, because we have three different types of sightseeing. You're going to have your classic, you're going to have your discovery, and you're going to have your active. So every day, you know, you can have a family of four traveling with us, and everybody could be doing something entirely different.
How fun. Julie, what is the active and discovery?
The discovery is going to be maybe a painting class or a wine blending, or I happen to have a Wiener, we made Wiener Schnitzel, and I also did a painting class. Now, the active is going to be where you want to do that five-kilometer bike ride, or you want to do the kayaking on the Danube. Maybe you want to do some hiking. So you have, and then you also have the classic, because all you want to do is walk around Cologne and see the cathedral and see the Jewish quarter. Absolutely, that's available. So people that have already done the Danube or done the Rhine can come back and do it again and have another complete experience. It's different than what they had their first time. And it's interesting how many people, it's like, oh, I've already done the Danube, but I didn't have an opportunity to do the hiking, or I didn't have an opportunity to go see how violins were made in Vienna or anything. So that's entirely unique. No other river cruise company has those choices like we do.
Well, and I love the itineraries and the fact that they are unique in itself. But, you know, we already have 2021 itineraries that we're looking at with Avalon. You've got a number of new itineraries, correct?
We do. And in fact, what we're advertising right now for 2021 is the short and sweet. Because people look at river cruise itineraries and go, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I really want to spend 10 or 12 days on a river cruise if I haven't done one before. So we've got six itineraries that are 6 days. The price is very attractive on all of them. And we've been attracting a whole different crowd just because of that, because they're like, you know, I want to do a land tour over in Europe. Maybe since I've already paid for the air ticket, I want to add like a shorter cruise. I don't want to add another 10 or 12 days. So we've got two that are Taste of the Danube and Taste of the Rhine, just exactly what they say. It's a taste. There's a new one that's 6 days, Heart of Germany and the Danube Symphony, that goes from Dingendorf to Budapest. And then we've got two new ones on the festive season for Christmas next year. So if I got anybody excited about the Christmas markets, you'll be doing Christmas markets on all the festive season ones next year.
That's such a good idea.
It is a great idea, and we hear that too, because, you know, I don't have that much time, but I want to get over there, and when I'm over there, I want to see as much as I can for the time I have. And Julie, the other thing, being a part of Globus, is not only do you have the opportunity to be on an Avalon Waterways cruise, but you also have the opportunity to extend or do whatever on a land package with Globus that puts all this together, correct?
Absolutely. You can mix and match. You can do a monograms program. Maybe you want to stay in Zurich for a few extra days, or maybe you want to stay in Amsterdam a few extra days. Or if you stop, you know, in Zurich from the Rhine cruise, you can do our train tour that goes all around Switzerland on trains.
Oh, and so beautiful. Yeah. Seriously, I've had that opportunity to be on the train in the destinations with Switzerland and so forth. Julie, it is all about what you want to do as an individual and what you want to get out of your special vacations. And between the Avalon Waterways and Globus family, you kind of bring that all together. It's a win-win situation.
We're one-stop shopping.
You are one. And you do shop, Julie. Let's be honest. I mean, that Christmas markets, but there must have been some damage really done during that shop.
Did you bring
being
an
over
empty
there.
Suitcase,
yes.
Julie?
And that's the good thing to bring, is an empty suitcase.
They were sad to see me go.
I'm sure. There were tears in their eyes. Julie, before we run out of time, let's talk about Oberammergau in 2020. What is so special about that? I know we've mentioned it on our show, but someone may have missed that.
And, you know, we have to remind everybody this only happens every 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen in 2020 and not until 2030 again. So if anybody's interested in Oberammergau, You really need to get your tickets, get your bookings in now.
Right.
We still have some space on a couple of the Avalon cruises that include the Over Amagat tickets. And what's really important about that is that our tickets are main floor dead center, because it is such a spectacular performance. You don't want to be in the nosebleed section. You want to be able to be right up there to see all these magnificent costumes. There can be 1,000 people on the stage, and all the animals are real. I mean, we don't have any fake animals. If there's horses involved, if there's sheep involved, they're going to be on the stage. And it's just a spectacular, spectacular opportunity. It's done in German, but you do have a program mm-hmm. in English, and you can follow along with it. It's a long play, but we do have a dinner break, and what's nice is dinner is included. We just walk right back to the hotel, have dinner, and come back to the play. So, again, it's something that only happens every 10 years. So if you don't do 2020, 2030 is going to be the next opportunity.
Wow.
Yes. And speaking of opportunities, and we're talking about Europe, we're talking about this, you can do the exotics, too. The Mekong, Amazon, Galapagos. I mean, people may not think that, you know, you can take a cruise with Avalon and do these destinations, right, Julie?
Absolutely. And the Mekong has been so popular, we now have 2 ships on the Mekong. And what is so special about that is there's only 36 passengers. So we can get into these little teeny villages that the bigger ships can't get into, that you have to be tendered in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we pull up, and everybody is so excited to see us. We dock our ship right there, get off, and can go right in the village. But for 2021, we are going to be going back into Egypt with our Taste of Egypt tour.
So, very popular.
2021?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm writing that down.
And we can make those reservations now.
Yes.
Yes, we can. This is the earliest we've ever come out. But mm-hmm. you know what we found out is that people are disappointed if they wait and the cruises are filled up.
Yes.
So it's like, now you know you want to go in 2021. You know you want to do the tulip time, or you want to do the festive time. Get it booked now and you're secured in your...
And that's not to say that there's not space left for 2020. Believe me, we are, you know, we talk about 21 and Julie will be coming back in a month talking about 22. No, but 2020 is really available, and you want to get that in now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have so many opportunities. You know, we're waiving the single supplement on almost all of the European river cruises.
That's great.
Which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It is capacity controlled, so if anybody's interested in it, they've really got to get it booked. And we've got a lot of sailings that we're offering free air plus $500 off per couple. So your girls are so good at the Travel Authority mm-hmm. that know how to mix and match and do all these things and put them together and where to find the best deals. We're just so tickled with that. You guys are so supportive of us.
And we also, as the Altura of the Travel Authority, we have specials that are not published out there just because of our unique relationships together, correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
That's good to know. Unique and special relationships.
Unique and special, just like Julie Petchler is. Okay.
And I have to tell you, the new ship that's coming out is going to be called the Avalon View, and our godmother is going to be Meredith Vieira. Remember, she was one of the original ones on The View on TV?
Right,
so yeah.
She's going to be our godmother. We're excited about that.
Oh, smart.
When is that coming out, Julie? When will it be?
April 6th will be the christening.
Okay.
And it'll be ready to sail in 2020. As soon as she christens it, it'll be ready to rock and roll.
And we're taking reservations now for that?
Yes.
So if you want to be the first to be on the brand new ships, and that is something that people who actually cruise on a regular basis love to get on, you know, the first ones out, you know, just
absolutely.
Testing that, definitely. So they will sell out completely, quickly.
The other thing that we do that's something that we tried it in 2019, traditionally when you went down for dinner, you would have to go down right after the cruise director has his port talk, and everybody kind of rushes into the dining room at 7:15. Well, we changed this up a bit. We now have flex dining, so you can go into the dining room anytime between 7 and 8:30 and get your complete meal. There's no rushing. People love it because they can finish their cocktail in the lounge. Maybe they want to go up on the top deck and watch the sunset, and they can still come into the dining room. the flex dining has just been, it's been a hit with everybody.
Yeah, we're hearing good things about that for sure when people come back. You know, and it's just making it again. It's making it just more of the way in which you want to dine or the way in which you want to travel. I mean, that's just, it's a choice. It's all about eating. It's always about eating on our show, right, Crystal?
It always is.
Always. And we will end on that popular little note because we always talk about food. Julie, thank you, one, for taking us on a tour of your life and in the world, okay, because we always catch you coming back from some wonderful destination. And again, for, you know, getting us up to date on not only Globus, but Avalon Waterways, which is so popular. And, you know, thank you for allowing me to share my family stories with you today, Julie.
Oh, we love it.
Absolutely. Happy holidays, guys.
Thank you, Julie. And Bonnie, that's going to do it for us, although I believe you're coming back for a little bonus Bonnie on Friday.
I am. I love those bonus Bonnies.
Bonus Bonnie on Friday at 11:30. We'll chat with you then, Bonnie. Thank you.
Thanks.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.